Hello and welcome back. This is Carrie Go by Cutica Health with your host, Taman. Now today we're looking at the topic, your health is in your mind, how your mental health affects you. Your health is in your mind. So optimal health is a state of total physical, mental and emotional well-being. Now your mental health plays an essential role in how you act, think and how you feel. It directly affects your behavior, mood, how you handle stress, and even the decisions you make. Mental health is often neglected and its role underplayed when talking about health. Now, this is a mistake because total well-being cannot be achieved if mental well-being is absent. Most people perceive the mind and body as being separate entities. For this reason, mental illnesses are not given the same care as physical diseases. Now, the truth is, your mental health can directly affect your physical health. Research has shown that having a physical health problem can increase your chances of developing mental health disorders and vice versa. A lot of people who live with a chronic physical health condition have a mental health disorder, most commonly depression and anxiety. Now, another clear link between physical and mental health can be seen in longevity studies. Numerous studies have shown that people living with mental illnesses, such as depression or schizophrenia, live shorter lives than people free from these illnesses. Now, this is because illnesses like depression increase a person's risk of developing chronic diseases like heart diseases, diabetes, and stroke. Likewise, living with chronic conditions such as heart disease can make a person more likely to develop a mental health condition. Now, these links between chronic diseases and mental health disorders like depression have been associated with poor physical health care. The Mental Health Foundation stated that people living with these mental illnesses are less likely to undergo routine medical checks that could diagnose physical health conditions early. Scientists also say that people with mental disorders are less likely to seek out medical help for physical symptoms they may experience. Additionally, people living with mental illness often have an overall poor quality of life. This has been associated with low self-esteem and confidence, feelings of loss of autonomy, and a sense of hopelessness. There is another positive association between mental health and physical health. Physical activities such as exercising have many benefits for one's mental health. Regular exercise has been linked to improved mood, lowered anxiety levels, reduced stress levels, and enhanced general well-being. A healthy diet, which is ideal for good physical health, is also good for your mental health. A diet of whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and lean meats can help mental health conditions such as anxiety, depression, and panic disorder. Let me say this, your mind works with your body. Your health, mental health included, must be protected at every stage of life. Recognizing the direct link between your mental and physical health will help you make better health decisions. Although mental illnesses cannot be seen, their impact is surely felt, not only in the mind, but physically as well. So do your part to take good care of your mental health. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cuticahealth.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carrigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carrigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.